It's a Saturday afternoon. It's time for Tri-Town High School football on your station for sports, WCDL. I'm Harry Graves. Sans Anthony Beers today. He is recovering from a very, very difficult cold. And today we're going to have the contest between the Unitico Spartans and the Walton Warriors, coming to you here from Walton, New York. The kickoff show today is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call, 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans from both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Well, we have another afternoon of football for you on WCDO. This time we are in Delaware County, in the village of Walton. Overcast skies tonight. Looks a little bit threatening for you. And they tell me that the storms that are supposed to come in, which initially we thought were going to be coming in very late in the evening, well, that forecast has been advanced a little bit, so hopefully we're going to be able to get everything in today before any rain heads your way. So the Unitico Spartans and the Walton Warriors have both finished their warm-ups. The Spartans are now coming back out on the field after their final team meeting, and the Walton Warriors will be coming in shortly. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans, too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
It's a September spectacular this week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. We have everything you need to warm up on those chilly fall nights. We have Progresso Vegetable Classic Soups, 5 for $5. 16-ounce assorted Best Jet Saltine Crackers, a great price of $1.39. And 100% premium family packs of 80% lean fresh ground beef, only $2.49 a pound. Wow, just look at this front page. Perry's Premium Ice Cream, buy one, get one free. 59-ounce Tree Ripe Premium Orange Juice, just 2 for $3. 11 to 12-ounce 8 o'clock whole bean or ground coffee, $3.99. And Chobani Flips or Greek Yogurt, 5 for $5. Look at these great Super Saver coupons. Assorted Pringles Potato Chips, 99 cents. Chicken of the Sea Chunk Light Tuna, 79 cents. And 16-ounce Aberdeen Farm Sliced Bacon, only $1.99. All with a limit 3 and a minimum purchase of $15. And next week, be listening for another great loyalty program coming your way. We will be helping make your holiday shopping just a little easier. Check us out on our website at shopgreatamerican.com. Like us on Facebook, or simply stop in at our Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the field announcer just simply said, welcome to Hoover Field. And that reminds me that we happen to have an opportunity not only to have a Hoover Field here, but we happen to have, of course, Tony Abbott Field down below. We're going to be having the playing of the national anthem, and we'll try to pick it up. It's being played by the band.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, it's normally on a Saturday afternoon, the Harry and Anthony show. As I mentioned before, Anthony is really suffering from a cold. We doctored him up with enough cough suppressants to get through the game last night, but the trip to Blackhawk Stadium and the trip from Blackhawk Stadium were a bit more than anybody wanted to listen, a lot more coughing. And then when I get over here today, I found out that some of the coaches here have pretty stiff colds. So apparently the bug is going around. We have the meeting of the co-captains. It is going to be the Walton Warriors receiving in this ball game, and we are just about ready to go. Starting lineups. First for the Walton Warriors will pick their offensive lineup. At center is going to be Lucas Hammond. He is a 215-pound junior. The two gentlemen next to him in the guards, Tyler Griffin and Coney Steinbrecher. The tackles are going to be Dylan Kilpatrick and Tom Freer. And in the backfield today, it will be Trevor Zant getting the starting nod at quarterback. We are going to be seeing action from running backs Austin Kilmer. He is one of two seniors on this team, along with Quinn Harvey and Colin Adam, a sophomore and a junior. The men who are going to be managing to catch passes throughout the day, mostly Robert Merrill, a junior, Tanner Goodrich, a senior, and Matt Sinstor, another junior. For the Unitego Spartans, the ball is going to be kicked off in there by Josh Firebend. Firebend, a sophomore, also acts as the quarterback for this team. And we'll pick up the starting lineups for the Spartans coming up momentarily. Low end over end kick. It bounces at about the 37-yard line. It will be grabbed down in there by number 32 for the Walton Warriors and immediately touched down, and we will be off and ready to go momentarily. So we have ourselves one of those days. It's a great day for football, maybe not such a great day if you wanted to have a picnic, but as we came into the football field today, we saw people doing just that. It's almost tailgating on the hillside here at Walton Central School. Man will be split out to the near side. Long count by quarterback Trevor Zant. He waits and finally sends a man in motion. And finally, a delayed snap. He spins around looking for a handoff, but he couldn't be, nobody was there to take it. And Trevor Zant is going to be crunched down for about a 3 or 4 yard loss. That will push the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line and bring up a second. We're going to call it about 13. So the first play from scrimmage for the Walton Warriors ends up in a slight confusion and a loss on the play of about 3 yards. So Coach Mike Crony and the Unitigo Spartans looking to pull what they, I guess you would consider, a bit of an upset today. Man in motion again. This time the ball will be kept on the ground one more time. Zant not going to be able to find any running room at all. He will be hit almost immediately and drop for about a 1 yard loss. So we're going to be calling this a third down and about 14. The clock is running. We have the first 2 minutes of play, 10:51 remaining in this ball game, in the first half, first quarter of this ball game. So last night we saw the Sydney Warriors score a 46-6 win over the Oxford Blackhawks down at Blackhawks Stadium. Ball kept on the ground again. Once again, no appreciable running room. As carrying the ball in there, it is going to be number 33, he says. That looks like it's going to be Rutherford. Anyway, no great gain on the play, as they will get maybe about a yard and a half on that play. So as we mentioned, it was the night when the Oxford Blackhawks ended up dedicating their field to retired coach Tony Abbott after 27 years of coaching down there. Ball going to be kicked away. Little wobbly end-over-end kick that is going to get to midfield and will be allowed to go out of bounds at the 40-yard line over in Unitigo Spartan territory. That one went off the side of the foot, and as a result came down about by the 50-yard line, was almost touched by one of the Walton Warriors, and that meant it was going to be anybody's football, so they just let it go out of bounds, but it took a Walton bounce all the way. The Unitigo Spartans take over in rather good field position at the 40-yard line in their own territory. Kellen Comenda going to take the first handoff in there from Josh Firebend. Comenda will get back to about the line of scrimmage. He will actually be dropped for a loss of a little less than a yard. It'll bring up, we'll call it, a second and 11. Lucas DeJoy is the center on this ball team for the Spartans. Guards will be Ethan Barber and Joel Van Alstyne. Marcus Sperry has gotten the starting nod at left tackle. And Riley Hanrahan, the other tackle. Snap goes back to Firebend. Flags all over the place. So as a result, they go back and call it illegal procedure against the Unitigo Spartans. So it's going to be a second and 16 situation as they'll move the ball back down across the 35. So it's going to be Josh Firebend doing the quarterback, and Kellen Komenda, Tanner Winchester, and Nate Wilsey doing most of the ball carrying. We're going to be seeing a little bit of Braden Beadle in there, too. Snap goes back to Firebend. He wants to throw. He has a receiver, but it's not the receiver that he wants. The ball is going to be grabbed down by Austin Kilmer, the 5'11", 165-pound senior for the Walton Warriors. And Kilmer will be brought down as soon as he catches the ball. But the big news is the turnover, as it will be turned over to the Walton Warriors. Walton looking quite Halloween-like today. They have black jerseys with orange numerals, orange helmets, orange trousers. And the ball going to be handed off in there immediately as Zant whips around and tries to hand it off to number 33 again. That is going to be Christian Rutherford. Rutherford, a sophomore, 5'8", 142 pounds. Not looking anti-Halloween. It will be the Unitego Spartans. They have black trousers, white jerseys, black numerals, white helmets. So you could call this the Halloween Bowl of sorts. Spinning around with it is going to be Zand, and Zand now goes to a different man this time, Quinn Harvey, the ball carrier, junior. Harvey getting down to about the 37-yard line. He picks up three, and as a result, it will be a third down, and we'll call it seven situation. Harry Graves here at Walton for this afternoon's game between the Walton Warriors and the Unitego Spartans. Ball going to be carried again by Harvey. He will pick up another yard or two, bring a down to, we'll call it, the 32-yard line. Still needs a couple more yards to get the first down. We're down to 7:21, opening period, scoreless ball game. Next Saturday, we will have only one game for you. That will be a Friday evening contest. Ball going to be handed off to Harvey again. Harvey down very close to first down territory. They're going to measure. No, they may not measure. They're just going to simply say first down for the Unitego Spartans, as that time Harvey could not get quite as far as he needed for the first down. Today's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports, and permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, and any rebroadcast or use of the descriptions and accounts of this game must have written permission from Section 4 and from WCDO. And I'm going to go in there. Yeah, let's see. Looks to me like it was going to be Wilsey carrying that. Nate Wilsey, the junior running back. If you remember the last time out, every time they wanted to go to Wilsey, they went to him for quick, short bursts, and he didn't get a huge long run in the entire game. This time, the ball will be kept by Firebend, and he is going to be met in his own backfield by a number of the Walton Warriors, led in there by Kilmer. So Austin Kilmer, the senior, first to get a hand on him. It'll bring up a third and still about 10. Firebend goes over to the far sideline to check with Coach Marconi. Now he's back and ready to go, and he goes way over top of everybody. He shows the spectators here that he has a powerful arm. He was out about 10 yards in front of his own receivers and way over top of any Walton interceptors. That ball thrown probably 35 yards in the air. So it will bring up a fourth down kicking situation. They're going to have Kilmer back at about the 40-yard line to do the receiving. Firebend kicks it away, and it's going to be batted down in there by one of the Walton Warriors coming through and recovered. Let's see. It's going to look to me like it's number 35, Nate Sparling, who manages to dive on that loose football and give the Walton Warriors a rather enviable field position as they have the ball first and 10 and the 19.5-yard line. So they might consider it to be very good field position at this point. Scoreless ball game, 5:50 showing on the clock, opening quarter. So Zant turning around, looking at his various people, and now we're going to be having a Walton Warrior timeout as somebody was very much in the wrong position, and the whole backfield is going to be reorganized by the coaching staff. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, now Coach Hoover is coming back to the sidelines. He's reorganized things on the field. Definitely didn't have something to his liking. Handoff will go from Zant to Quinn Harvey again, and this time it won't work. Right another time, loss on the play of about a yard. Just inches high now of the 20-yard line. So Trevor Zant, the junior quarterback, has not been able to find a runner who could find a big opening and go for that explosive run. This time, Tanner Goodrich will be split way out to the right side. A man splits shallowly to the left side. Now he finds the opening, and it's going to be Quinn Harvey who will get down inside the 10-yard line as he gets down for the first down. And let's see, they will spot the ball down first and goal at about the 6-yard line. So the Unitigo Spartans now with their backs to the wall. They will be crouching down right about at the 5. The ball at the 6. Two defenders split way out. And Zant takes his time and goes in right up the middle. And he will go, let's say, they are to say he is not in for the touchdown. It is going to be Quinn Harvey who will get down to about the 1 or 2. Now they call an official's timeout. Let's see, it is going to be number 11 as the man that is shaken up on that play, and we don't have... It's going to be, number 11 for Unitigo, who is shaken up. That is Ryan Marzell. He's being taken off. He's walking under his own power, but he's going off to the far sidelines, and a reserve coming in. Let's see. Looks to me like it may be... Kellen Komenda was the guy that came from the bench, but he had been in there previously, perhaps not defensively. 4:28 showing on the clock. The ball down at the 1 or 2 yard line. It is second and goal to go for the Walton Warriors. Zant taking his time, looks up and down the line, now hands off again to number 18. That is going to be Harvey. And Harvey will get in for the TD. So Harvey on a short run manages to punch through the line and manage to get down into scoring territory. So finally, the first score has been scored. And it's a 6-0 ball game. ball will be probably kept on the ground. Yeah, we'll see. Here we go. Split out to the far side is going to be Tanner Goodrich. Off to the near side, Austin Kilmer. The ball is going to be carried by Zant himself, and he manages to get no running room, and it remains a 6-0 ball game. So we've got a pause in the action, and we have the Unitico Spartans trailing the Walton Warriors. 6-0 is our score. First quarter action from Walton, New York. You're listening to WCDO.
Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 in Harpersville, has a fall clearance sale going on now through September 21st. You don't want to miss. A large variety of hardy mums are in stock for your fall decorating, too. 8-inch pots are only $5.99 each or 3 for $15. Plus, Enchanted Gardens is still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Visit enchantedgardens.us or for a free consultation, call Steve or Sherry at 693-2755. That's 693-2755. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 in Harpersville. Family owned since 1986.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Matt Sinister will be the man who will kick off following the touchdown. He kicks a low one that is going to be fallen on by number 8 for the Unitico Spartans. That is going to be Braden Beadle. Beadle dropping on it at about the 35-yard line. So the Unitico Spartans will have the opportunity to put things in motion from there. Ball going to be spotted down at the 34. As they move it into the far side hash marks, and the chains are repositioned, getting ready to go first and 10. Ball going to be passed off on the near side to Kellen Kamenda. Kamenda across the 40. He will be very close to first down territory, and it is going to be, let's see, spotted down, and I believe Kilmer was the up. They're going to now give the signal and say that it is a first down. Kilmer was the man who managed to make the stop that time. So now it is Lucas DeJoy who will snap the ball again. Kamenda goes back in motion. The handoff will go in there to number 10, Henry Corbin. Corbin, a senior, 5'10", 165 pounds, gets to the line of scrimmage, will pick up maybe a foot or two, as it's just inches high of the 45. So it's a second, and we'll call it still 10. Man goes in motion, dropping back is Firebend. Firebend has an open man. His intended target that time was Kyle Spaulding, and Spaulding, a sophomore, 5'10", couldn't catch up to the football as Firebend really let it go. So it will come back and be a third and 10, 6-0 ball game, Walton over Unitego, 3:15 remaining on the clock, period number one. Firebend dropping back, wants to pass again. This time goes to the sure hands of Kellen Kamenda. Kamenda is going to be tackled immediately in there by Tanner Goodrich, but not until Kamenda has managed to pick up about 7.5 or 8 yards. It's going to be fourth down and a long two. The ball, for all intents and purposes, at midfield. It's spotted down at about the 48. But not exactly what you would call field position where you want to just give it away. Firebend going to pass, and he will get the first down as he goes to Kellen Kamenda. Kamenda still on his feet. He is hit on a hard tackle. The ball squirts loose, and it is going to be number 76, Tyler Griffin, who comes in to get it for Walton. The man who actually made the tackle is going to be knocked down momentarily, and we're going to have an official timeout as he is just holding on to it. Looked like he's got a bloody nose. He is holding on to the top of his head. We'll see where we go here. So somebody was winded. Yeah, we're waiting to see. You don't want to make these calls too quickly. Anyway, we do have an official's timeout. A man is down on the field. In the discussion in the press box is, who is it? You can see his number, but you can't see all of it. So it is going to be one of those tough things. Next week, we have one game for you. That is a Friday evening game. All of the area teams are playing on Friday evening next week, so we will not have a Saturday afternoon contest. Well, the coaches are attending to the man who is, as we said, just really jarred on that play. He appears to be all right. He's sitting up, and not all first aid personnel are out there. There's just one coach who is working with him. What we'll do is take ourselves a quick timeout, and then we'll be back with an update. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harry, back here in Walton. It's the Harry and Anthony show without Anthony today. Quinn Harvey was the man who was hurt. He is absolutely okay. He'll be back in the ballgame. Ball got to be pitched back, and it bounces around loose a couple of times before big number 77, that is Kevin Malia, comes in and drops on it. So it's going to be a loss on the playback across the 25 to about the 24. It will bring up, we'll call it a second and about 14. Harvey that time came off the field under his own power, and he had signaled to one of the teammates right in his neck. So I have a feeling that he probably took a shot in the neck, and it took him a fair amount of time of coughing and sputtering and doing a little bit of throwing up before he was able to clear the airways. And he's absolutely all right, walks off under his own power. He's being attended to now by one of the coaches on the near side. They're going through assorted stretching exercises. Chances are very likely that he will be back in the game. There is a flag on the field. We're going to have a 5-yard penalty called against the Walton Warriors. That will move the ball back to the 19-yard line. We made mention of the fact before that it was not particularly enviable position at midfield when the Unitego Spartans had to kick the ball away. Well, now a couple of penalties and broken plays have pushed the Walton Warriors back into rather good field position. The man carrying the ball this time, or in motion at least, is going to be Derek Meade. And Meade runs great distances laterally across the field, but not upfield at all. 109 showing on the clock, period number one. They flip the down marker over to third down. And now it's back to just about 20 yards. Ball spotted down at about the 19. They have to get back to the 39 in order to get the first down. Long, slow count. Now they hand it off again to Derek Meade. This time Meade does break away, and he gets up to midfield, and he's finally going to be grabbed down by number 11. That is Ryan Mazzell. And you saw that time when Marzell managed to get a hold of the jersey of Meade, and he would not let go. And you saw how strong those jerseys really are. So it's going to be a good run for Meade that time. He will get the first down. He gets up to about the 49-yard line. But a good stop in there by Ryan Marzell manages to prevent an even bigger gain. Ball going to be on the ground again. Short yardage as the Walton Warriors will manage to get it across the 50-yard line. Ball carried that time by Tanner Goodrich, number 31. And with that, we will have the first quarter come to an end. So it is going to be the Walton Warriors leading the Unitico Spartans 6-0. It's our Saturday afternoon football game on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hey, fellow New Yorkers, how would you like to go on an 8-day cruise for just $150? Call Catskill Travel in Sydney and ask about the incredible Carnival Cruise Special for New Yorkers. From New York to Florida and the Bahamas, 8-day cruise. Rates as low as $150 per person plus taxes. Select sailings only between September 2013 to February 2014. Don't delay, they won't last. Call Catskill Travel in Sydney, 563-2156. 563-2156. Lots of other cruise deals plus 5 nights in Cancun, all-inclusive and air, just $1,040 per person. Now available at Catskill Travel, Main Street, downtown Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, the teams change ends of the field, and the first snap goes to Derek Meade. And Meade, again, does a lot of lateral running, but not much up and down the field. He is going to be clobbered in there by several members of the Unitico Spartans. The ball will finally come to rest at the 45-yard line, and it is going to be third and five for the Walton Warriors as we get things started in period number two. It is going to still be number 15, that is Trevor Zant, doing the quarterbacking. This time the advance goes on the ground, pickup of about four. It'll bring a fourth and one at the 41-yard line. So the Walton Warriors, now with the ball pushed over into Unitico territory, and they say, what are we going to do? This is where coaching strategies come in. 6-0 ball game. We are at the start of period number two. Walton Warriors leading the Unitico Spartans here in Walton this afternoon. Long count. It is going to be Zant, who just whips around, puts it into the gut of one of his teammates. And let's see. It's going to be called first down. Let's see. I do believe. No, we don't have Harvey in there yet. All right. It was a low number chap who carried the ball that time. What'd you say? Somebody just says Kilmer because it's easy, I think. First and 10. Ball spotted down inside the 40 at the 38-yard line. For those of you who may just be joining us, at 4:13 of the opening quarter, Quinn Harvey went in to cap a long drive for the Walton Warriors, and that's all the scoring there has been. 6-0. Is our score at this point. So the ball carried by Kilmer, he will get down to the, we'll call it 31-yard line, second and a three situation. 9:38, and the clock still running as we get ready to go. Overcast skies here in Delaware County today. They are expecting rain later. Man split way out to the near side this time. It is going to be number 31 in there. That will be Tanner Goodrich. But the play will be kept on the ground in the center of the field as Christian Rutherford manages to get about to the line of scrimmage, but no further.
It's third down and about three.
So now with a third and three, we'll try it all over again. Well, we will be seeing the Unitego Spartans later in the season. Tell you more about that later on. Right now, Trevor Van Zandt brings his team out of the huddle. He has two men split out, but so far it's always been kept on the ground. It looks like Austin Kilmer going to be moving the ball on the ground again. And a short pickup. He will get maybe a yard, maybe two. Now they're going to give the flash and say first down. They say that his forward progress was not where he ended up, and as a result, he made it down inside the 30 to about the 28. They will spot the ball down there, and the Warriors keep the drive alive. Team snaps out of the huddle now and gets ready to come on back. Long count in there by Zandt. Finally, Zandt will hand off. That is going to be Austin Kilmer again. And Austin Kilmer this time gets reasonably good running yardage, picking up about nine as he carries the ball down inside the 20. And now they give the signal, and it's going to be called first down. So he gets about 10 on that play. So you can see the trees a-fluttering a little bit. Lots of leaf action, so the wind is whipping up just a little bit. Ball going to be kept on the ground as it is again going to be Kilmer, this time short yardage or no yardage at all. And they're going to say they've dropped back for about a one-yard loss. Second, and we'll call it 11. Well, as you see here at Walton all the time, another good crowd. I made mention of the tailgating on the hillside here as I came in. There was a whole family there, and the paper plates were being passed out so everybody could chow down. Two men split out as usual, Rutherford and Meade this time, and the ball is going to be carried in there by Zandt, and finally Zandt tucks it under his arm and heads for the end zone himself. He'll get down to about the 10-yard line. And let's see, that will be a gain of seven, perhaps, we'll say about 7 yards. They'll spot the ball down at about the 11 and a half yard line. So it is going to be a test of the defensive unit for the Unitego Spartans, anchoring the center of that line, Troy Hurlburt. And the ball going to be kept on the ground again. Two or three men trying to bring down the ball handler. He will go to the left-hand side of the line. And again, it was Kilmer on the carry. And let's see, we'll wait for them to move the line marker. They will not move it at all. They'll just flip it over to fourth down, so we'll call it fourth and three. So 5:35 showing on the clock, and we are going to be having timeout again, called this time by the Walton Warriors as they want to get things going. Yesterday, Anthony and I were talking a little bit about some of the events that are going on around the area this weekend, and there are many of them. And we made mention of the fact that there happened to be festivals going around, and we made note of the fact that every town has to have its own festival, and Cincinnatus has the Corn Fest going on today, and there's a garlic festival going on up in Milford, New York, and in Cooperstown there happens to be a pumpkin fest and regatta. There are just all kinds of things But coming across the news this morning happened to be the festival up in Lowville, New York, where they're having the Cream Cheese Festival going on today until 6 o'clock. And what have they got that sets it apart from all the others? They are attempting to set the world's record for the largest cheesecake. Celebrity chef Duff Goldman is trying to create a 6,000-pound cheesecake. And all of it is going to go for charity for Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry campaign. So every town tries to get its name in the record book somewhere. Walton Warriors, ready to go. Man goes in motion, and the snap comes on back to Zant. Zant is going to be pushed back a little bit. He is going to be tripped up in there. Kellen Komenda getting a hand on him and bringing him down at about the 15-yard line. So it is going to be the Unitego Spartans taking over first and 10. At the 14-yard line is where they'll finally spot the ball down. They will change footballs and get ready to go. And it is going to be Josh Firebend and company getting ready to move. Firebend in the backfield at quarterback, along with Kellen Komenda, Tanner Winchester, and Nate Wilfie. Now a wide spread out formation. A man goes in motion. That is Winchester. And the ball is going to be handed off in there. Let's see. Is it going to be Winchester picks it up, or is it number 9, Kellen Komenda? I believe it is Tanner Winchester, and he will get good running room, enough for the first down, as he breaks around the corner and gets out to about the 20-yard line. They'll put the ball down right on the mark at the, let's check that and call it 30 instead of 20. So we'll give a shout-out to Sandy Winchester today. She is following the exploits of the Unitego Spartans, as she does every game. I was a very loyal listener. Ball going to be kept on the ground again, as this time it is going to be Firebend who will carry it himself, and he, on the quarterback keeper, gets about 9 as he manages to get out to about the 39-yard, 4-4-4, showing on the clock, second period. 6-0 Walton lead in this contest. So now the cheers for defense start coming up. It's going to be Firebend who shakes off one man, picks up the first ball or the first down, but the ball is going to squirt away and be out of bounds. So we will see where they put it. And I do believe they're going to say it was fumbled out of bounds after he had picked up the first down. There's the signal. It is first down. So Firebend that time made a good move, managed to shake off one Walton defender, and then as he was right in front of his own bench, he was hit and coughed up the football, but went out of bounds before anybody could get it. Oh, bullet pass goes out to Kellen Komenda. No, Tanner Winchester. Winchester down the line, and he is going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. Now they say it is going to be a touchdown. So the hand went up. Tanner Winchester came down, was hit hard at about the 5. He came down and wiped out the cone that is right at the goal line. And they said, oh, he was in instead of out. So as a result, we have ourselves a tied-up ball game on a 61-yard run in there by Tanner Winchester. So now it's going to be a kicking attempt for Josh Firebend. The ball is snapped. It's down. Firebend's kick is up. It is good. And the Unitego Spartans have gone up by a 7-6 score. It is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So it's going to be Josh Fireman who will tee up the football and get ready to go. What a difference. Almost one full quarter to the second. The Unitigo Spartans go up on top of the Walton Warriors. The Warriors scored at 4:13 of the first quarter, and the Unitigo Spartans at 4:17 of the second quarter. The kick, end over end, is going to go down across the 50, across the 40, and across the 35. It'll finally be put into play at about the 32-yard line. So now, trailing in the ball game 7-6, the Walton Warriors begin their next offensive drive. Well, all of the play on the field can change so rapidly. Ball going to be pitched out to number 25. That is going to be Derek Meade. Derek Meade will be back to midfield, and then he is going to be met there by number 11. That is Ryan Marzell, and Marzell puts a big stick on Meade and just rides him out of bounds right in front of the Walton bench. 7-6. The Walton Warriors do not like being behind in this ball game. So on the first play from scrimmage after the touchdown, they work it to their advantage for an approximately 20-yard gain. So here we go. First and 10 from about the 48.5-yard line. Spinning around is going to be Zant, and Zant doesn't have his man there. So Zant will take it and run himself. He manages to get across the 45. He'll gain about 5, possibly 5.5 on that play. We'll call it a 2nd and 4. Now down to 3:44 on the clock. Now, coming up next week, we will have a Friday night game for you. We will not be having a Saturday afternoon contest. All the local teams around the area are going to be playing Friday nights. It is Derek Meade splitting out to the left side, and then he goes in motion, and spinning around will be Trevor Zant, and Zant will hand the ball off in there to Quinn Harvey, who has come back into this ball game. So Quinn Harvey is okay, obviously. He will pick up another yard or two, getting down just inches high of the 40-yard line, and we'll call it a 3rd and a very long one, very short 2. 2:50 showing on the clock. Second quarter of action. This time the split out shift is off to the near side. Zant and Arby at midfield, and with that we are going to be having a call timeout. Charge to the Walton Warriors, as the coaching staff saw that it was not set up the way they wanted it to go, and this will be the 3rd timeout being used by the Warriors in this half. You're listening to sports on a Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many people who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today in Sydney, 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
While the conversation is going on the field, Derek Mead, who has been a workhorse here of late, kneeling down in front of us on the sidelines, picks up the water bottle, dumps it over his head to try to cool off a little bit. Now Zant will whip around, whip that ball into the gut of Quinn Arby, and Arby goes across the 30-yard line down to about the 29. And we are seeing the stop made in there by Ryan Marzell. Well, we're going to have this time a ball carrier hobbled with a cramp as he's holding on to the calf of his left leg. And again, the coaches go to the far sidelines to attend to the man who's way over past the hash mark on the far side of the field. 7-6, it's the Unitico Spartans leading the Walton Warriors here at Walton this afternoon at Jim Hoover Stadium in Walton, New York. 2:29 showing on the clock in the second period of this ball game. And both teams now come to their respective benches while the medical team and the coaches attend to the player who is down. And I do believe that this is probably going to be Quinn Arby again. I can't see the number and I haven't seen it. Now they're going to lift him on up. Yep, it is. It's Arby. This time he was dealing, it looked like a cramp in the leg. That is quite common. And he's now sitting up and going to be helped up and will hobble off the field and we'll be ready to go. I'll tell you, Mr. Harvey has managed to take more than his share of lumps today. He probably will be glad when this game is over to get back to normalcy. So it is going to be two coaches who assist him off the field this time as he is definitely favoring one leg. As a youth, he used to horrify me because I can remember my dad sitting there with a cramp, and it was like he had a golf ball under his skin, and it scared the living daylights out of me when I was, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8, whatever it was. And I have been spared in my old age not to have a whole lot of them. So it's one of those things that I can count my blessings, but I certainly have great sympathies for people who experience a cramped muscle. So now Mr. Harvey is on the sidelines, and teams are coming back on the field and ready to go. 2:28, the clock starts running again. First and 10 for the Walton Warriors. Zant takes his time. Everybody's together this time. He drops back. He wants to pass. Strong arm and diving for it, and they say no. It bounced once and then went into the hands of the intended receiver. It was intended for Tanner Goodrich, the senior receiver, 6 foot tall. He dove for it and came up with the football, but the official was right there and said it bounced once. You grabbed it on the first bounce. Good call. Even the fans, who initially let out a groan, didn't protest that at all. Ryan Marzell was right there for the Unitego Spartans, but he couldn't bat that ball away. 2:12 remaining, second period. This time, much more conventional play, as the ball will be kept on the ground. Robert Merrill is the man who is going to carry. The 6'2 junior manages to try the left side and get about 4.5 yards on that, as he is down inside the 30, and they'll put the ball down about at the 28-yard line. We'll call it third and about 6. So 1:40, the clock running. Dandy ball game. It is 7-6 Unitego. We'll recap the scoring for you if you haven't been with us all the way through this game. Ball snapped out to the Walton Warriors. It's going to be carried in there by Derek Mead, the little workhorse that we talked about before. Mead will get down inside the 25 to about the 22. It will bring up a fourth, and he still needs a couple for the first down. 107, the clock still running toward halftime. Harry Graves here on your station for sports, WCDO. It is our privilege to be giving you this coverage of these events every weekend here on WCDO throughout the entire fall. Trevor Zant brings his team up. Now he's waiting for the snap, and he'll hand. No, he's going to have a quarterback keeper. He rolls. He'll get the first down. Finally, he is going to be brought down by a couple of ball players for the Unitigo Spartans. Joel Van Alstyne leading the attack, but not until Trevor Zant has managed to get down inches inside the 20. So now time is becoming a factor. 27 seconds, the clock in quick succession, and with that, the snap will come back very quickly to Van Zant, or to Zant, and who will just spike the ball down to the ground. That will stop the clock without using a timeout. 25.2 seconds is all there is. And the coaching staff relay the play out to the backfield. Man will be split way out to the near side this time. That is going to be Tanner Goodrich. Long call. Dropping back is Zant. Zant, little pop pass intended for Derek Meade. No, excuse me, not intended for Meade. Intended for Austin Kilmer. Kilmer, the senior, could not hang on to it. It was a low pass. He had to reach down to about thigh level in order to pick it up. He couldn't hang on to it. The clock will be stopped with 20.7 seconds remaining. Zant comes off to the near side to talk to the Walton coaches. And now Coach Jim Hoover comes back to the bench just shaking his head as Zant goes back into the huddle. He looks around. 20.7 seconds left to go. They're ready to move. The ball will be thrown in the air over top of the intended receiver. Matt Sinistore was trying desperately to find extra speed, could not do it. So it will be a fourth and still 10 situation. Valuable seconds tick off the clock. It is 16.4 seconds remaining. And a fourth down situation, a real test for the Walton Warriors and Trevor Zant. He comes back into the huddle. He has the play from the coaches on the near sideline. And this will probably be the last play of the quarter coming up right here. Man split out to the near side. That's going to be Goodrich. And a passing situation. The ball is going to be picked off by Unitigo. It is picked off in there by number 8 for the Unitigo Spartans. That is Braden Beadle. And Beadle now comes back to midfield before he is ridden down. 7.4 seconds showing on the clock. The ball across the 40 to the 41-yard line. And the Unitigo Spartans will have an opportunity for one play before time runs out. Woo! Well, the fortunes do shift back and forth, as they have done this game. Unitigo leads in the ball game by a 7-6 score. So here goes Josh Farbrand dropping back. Now he scrambles, goes to the right side, throws in the air, and even the high-jumping Ryan Marzell cannot catch up to that one as is up in the air. 0.2 seconds remain in this contest. Excuse me, in the first half of this contest. So, it will be placed back down at the 41-yard line. Firebend already knows what play he wants to go. It'll be a quick snap. So now we're ready to go, and they won't even bother to snap it. They'll let time run out, and both of these teams now leave the field with the Unitigo Spartans scoring a second quarter touchdown and now leading the Walton Warriors 7-6 in a football game here at Walton this afternoon. We'll be back in just a moment with the halftime report being brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Fuel. So we will be back for the, let's do the opening billboard right now. The Morabito Halftime Report will be sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Make sure that you call the folks at Morabito Energy Products. You can always reach them at 563-HEAT. You're listening to football. Harry here, and a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.